Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Every day, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Make sure you got your information lined up. So when they challenge you, they want to talk about it. You've got it covered. You got it handled. Right? Now, we want to make sure so that you can push back. You can push back with information. That's always nice. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, hey, come back here. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. You know how I always say, be part of the solution. Seriously. Well, Trump pulled it off again in New Hampshire. Depending on where you come from, it could be New Hampshire. And looks like he's a pull away from Nikki Haley with a good, maybe a 20-point lead. I'll know in a little bit. But again, I mean, you know what? And she's staying. Haley says she's staying in the race. Let's see how much more money she gets as time goes on. She's not going to do well in her own home state. The polls show that big time. She's not getting the endorsements that she should be. I mean, my God. That was her state. She's not getting the endorsements she should get. I love this one. Biden is the winner in New Hampshire in a write-in vote. I'd love to know, with the other options available to them, Dean Phillips, who seems like I don't know the guy at all. He seems like a good alternative, if you would. But, I mean, in all sincerity, Joe has had it. He's gone. He doesn't know where he is. Look at the videos. You know what's really funny? You talk about the hypocrites on the other side of the aisle. You look at Joe Biden, when he's been out on stage, when he's been out at these, you know, gatherings and events, he's constantly calling, President Harris, right? He's constantly making gaffes, constantly forgetting where he's at, who's who in the room, talking to dead people in the room, right? And the left says nothing, absolutely nothing, not a word. This shows you how disingenuous they are and their concerns, right? And now you turn around. Trump has, and I don't even think he slipped up tonight. That's my own personal opinion. I have no proof. I think he said and did what he said to set them off, which is exactly what happened, right? The left took his gaffe and ran with it for a whole day and a half. Come on, let that sink in for a second. So they're willing to go after Trump for one gaffe, never talk about how he runs circles around Joe. They never talk about how Joey B. disappears for days. They never talk about how Joey B. put the, what they call, a lid on it. Right? Last event of the day, last function for him of the day. Sometimes at 11:30 in the morning. In the morning. Right? But Donald Trump, no, he must have something wrong with him. Gotta have. Because he made a mistake. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Right now, look at that. We don't just, somebody sent me an email a week or so ago about how we seem to be excited about layoffs, excited about companies closing down. You know what? We're not. It's not exciting to us. We don't want anybody losing their jobs. I mean, really. So that's why we believe in capitalism. Let the market decide what's going to happen or not going to happen. But now what you're finding out is that, you know, California and Adam Schiff among California Democrats, all of a sudden they're concerned about businesses struggling, and in particular, remember this one, in particular the Los Angeles Times. Right? There is a bunch of layoffs looming for the Times. AI is making that possible, right? Artificial intelligence. And all of a sudden, you know why they're worried about the LA Times. Then they got nobody making noise for them. Nobody running interference for them. Yes, for the Democrats. You heard me. Nobody be out there out front, right, laying the foundation for people like Schiff. The only time he's never called Schiff out for his lying to over 300 million Americans. I'm still waiting to see what he saw. Where is that direct link to that Russian dossier that he said he saw proof on, and even the FBI came out and said, no, it's not real. It was fabricated. But Schiff still stands by his words. Right? How do you justify that? So is it now that we're accepting anybody that is in our party as a potential senator, congressman, whatever? Be back in a few. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And that's what we want. We want people involved. We want people engaged. I was talking about the LA Times. All of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden Democrats are worried about AI, the LA Times having to lay off people. But the biggest part of that is because the LA Times is very, very, very liberal, as we used to call in the old days, a liberal rag. Right? I mean, they really, truly, look at, they just, for all intents and purposes, endorsed George Gascon. Crime is up. Rape is, I mean, every crime is up in Los Angeles County. The man refuses to truly prosecute anyone for committing crimes. I know, I'm speaking in generalities on purpose because it's true. He'll pick and choose who gets prosecuted. It is based on your skin color, your ethnicity, those kind of things. You know, when you say no one is above the law, no one should be above the law. It doesn't matter where you're at economically, what color your skin is, where you grew up, how many kids in your family. None of that should matter. He doesn't seem to care about any of that. And the numbers that that George Gascon throws out, he actually believes that his policies of pretty much not arresting anybody is helping. And frankly, the numbers, and I talked to a DA candidate today for Los Angeles County, and I said, so where do these numbers come from? How are they getting away with putting numbers out there that you know aren't true? You see what's happening. You talk to the police departments. And he said, it's really simple because they're not logging the calls that come in, the complaints, the issues. See, in order for that number to be counted, for all intents and purposes, you've got to be arrested. You've got to be charged. If he doesn't charge you, if the DA drops the charges, no crime committed. And now, the LA Times editor, or an LA Times editor, is imploring ex-Californians to stop insulting the state on their way out. Why? How can that be hurting? If it's the truth, how can it be hurting? But the Los Angeles Times letter to the editor, Paul Thornton, begging, imploring Californians leaving the state to stop criticizing it on the way out. He said that the people leaving California may the road rise up to meet you as you seek a better life, new places. Now, can you please extend some goodwill? No, the reason they're leaving, the reason they're getting out of here is because of the high taxes, because of the economics, because of the crime. Because of the fact that they don't see really any future for this state going forward. None. You have a staggering number, so many that we lost a congressional seat, plan on losing another. Revenue from taxes is down. Last I saw, it was almost 20%. Why do you think that is down? Between people losing their jobs and you're not getting any money there, if people don't have jobs and they don't get any money from their jobs, they're not going out, they're not buying, so sales tax revenue isn't up. I'm not putting gasoline in their car with the highest gas tax in the country. Almost a million Californians moved away in 2022. Thousands, we don't have the numbers, total numbers yet, but we have hundreds of thousands again from last year. Right? They sell their, God, really, seriously, in California it's bad. They sell these little homes, 800, 1,000, 11, 1,200 square feet for $1 million. You take that somewhere else, if you know what you're going to get in some of these other states for that kind of money. The writer went on to say, to describe a relative of his who told him about having relocated to a small town in another state, far away from California, but being warned against bringing those weird California ways to his new neighborhood. Geez, they've heard about us everywhere, haven't they? When he asked that person, what ways would those be? You know, he was thinking maybe it's our embrace of the LGBTQ plus Californians or liberal politics, right? State Republican Party really shrunk to irrelevance. You know, what's really funny is some of those swipes that the LA, LA Times took at the Californians leaving. Notice the spin they put on it. Perhaps it's our embrace of the LGBTQ plus Californians. No, that's not it. Because most solid conservatives I know, Christian conservatives, you live and let live. You want to live your life, fine. But I was one of the guys, when they start coming down on us and our kids, when you want to take a book out of a library, take a book out of a classroom that actually has illustrations of kids having oral sex, yeah, I'm sorry, some of you are going to hear this, anal sex, that kind of stuff, in the library of high schools. And they push back against that. Right? I don't care if the book is gay, heterosexual. I mean, I don't even know the words they use anymore. They're all over the place and they change constantly. Are you really okay with that? Right? Are you people listening and they're saying, yeah, it's fine for my... Because if that's okay, let's go ahead and take all those little brown wrappers off all those porn books in 7-Eleven, you know, places like that. There are no guidelines. You figure your kids are safe at school, think again. You need to go look at what they're looking at. You need to go look at what they have access to. And then you need to vote accordingly. But this person takes it as an affront that you're trying to protect what goes in your kid's head. Right? Or is it our liberal politics? No, it's not the liberal politics, really. It's the hardcore lefty progressive politics. That kids can make their own medical decisions. Yes, that's right, for those of you listening in other states. The kids can make medical decisions about their body at 12 years old. Yeah, let that sink in if you're in Oklahoma or Texas or any one of those states that really has two brain cells to rub together. Right? And they think that you're squelching a kid's rights. What kind of rights does a kid have at 12 years old? What have they been through? What kind of knowledge do they have? Because if this is the case, if you truly feel that a kid can make medical decisions about themselves, I'm going from abortion, and I'll jump all the way over to transgenderism. Well, then heck, let them make decisions. Let them sign contracts, be on their own for buying cars, whether they want to go to school or not. Let them have it all. Don't get in their way. Let them be themselves. Don't get in the way of their individual rights. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in that state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary election. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. Freezing rain and snow are expected to cause travel headaches across the central U.S. through Wednesday. The National Weather Service warning of possible icy roads and power outages from the Midwest to the Northeast. So far, roughly 11,000 utility customers are reported to be without power in Texas. No other widespread power outages were reported as of late Tuesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Okay, you heard it again. The Texas grid struggling through. Why? Struggling to provide the services they need, the electricity they need. Why? Why? Because the windmills aren't producing. Right? The turbines aren't producing. The solar panels aren't producing. We are not ready as a nation. We're not ready as a society or whatever words you want to use. We're not ready. Our infrastructure is not ready to handle the needs of an all-electric, all-solar, all-renewable, all-green grid. It's not there. Anyway, dealing with the LA Times, getting on the case of the people that are leaving the state because they think this is utopia. The writers in the LA actually believe that this is utopia. And so what they do is what they always do. They spin it to make it sound like the reason that people leave in California is because they're all bigoted, homophobic, xenophobic, something phobic people. They're not. They're Democrats leaving here too. Right? So it's not just conservative Republicans, and they're trying to make that statement. They're trying to say, you know, because you're irrelevant now, you Republican Party, you shrunk to the point where nobody cares, and part of that was because you tried to marginalize immigrants with Proposition 187 back in 1994. They wanted to block state social services for illegal immigrants. They wanted to, basically, that was part of the open door process where no laws apply. You don't need to do anything. Just get your butt here, even if it's illegal. Let's not have them go through it the right way. Let's not have any laws, right? Hey, you can't do that because then you wouldn't be able to hound Trump like you do. But
I mean, think about it. If you're here illegally, you're not paying into the system, you're not done. I don't want to hear that they pay taxes too. Yeah, when they go to the store and they buy a pack of cigarettes or a sandwich or something like that, yeah, they're paying some taxes. That's all we're talking about, and you know it. And that's why you guys who are running this state can't seem to get a balanced budget, can't seem to get a surplus for real without getting a federal handout from daddy out there, you know, Joey B. I mean, Newsom, from a fiscal standpoint, is a nightmare. If he ever, God forbid, if he ever became president, it would be over for us. I mean, look at what he said. I've said this to you before. When you were voting, I said, look at, before you decide to give Democrats total control of the country, look at California. Look at the mess in California. Look at the mess in Chicago. Look at the mess in New York City. And don't try to tell me that's because those governors have been setting up the illegals. Oh, I'm sorry, the undocumented. No. No, I heard today from an independent reporter that most of what's getting, now, I'm not going to go down that road of their young soldier age people. No. But there are many coming over that have been released from prisons, that have committed crimes. Many of the ones that were interviewed, they don't want asylum because it's so bad in their country. They're coming here because they want to work, make money, and send it home. How about no? You want to come here for a better life? Yeah, come on over. Do it the right way. Go through the system. But if you want to come here illegally and then work and not pay your taxes and then send money back and then take advantage of our services here, no. It should be a resounding no. And don't give me all this crud I don't understand. My whole family, generation before mine, all immigrants came here the right way. Saved the money. Got here for a better life. And it was an embarrassment to depend on government services. Proposition 187, which passed by almost 60%, but blocked by outside courts from ever going into effect. It proposed denying social services to illegal immigrants. And what's happened since then? Hey, you heard the Newsom. Come on in. We don't care where you come from. Or what you doing here. Or whether you're paying taxes. You don't even have to be working. Come on. We'll give you hotel rooms. We'll take care of your medical. We'll do all this for you. No problem. Really? Is that what America's all about? Is that what the American dream is? Get over here and live off the government? Maybe we need to change the sign on the Statue of Liberty, right? Get in here any way you can. Live off the people. Didn't work in the beginning. Never does. Right, really, the state started off. Now, can somebody tell me how this makes sense? I would love to hear from a Democrat how this makes sense. We have a chat room, by the way, up joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Right, so we're $68 billion in the hole coming into the new year. You hear me? $68 billion. And what's the governor do? He's going to give free health care to almost 800 million illegals. Just amazing. And the surgeries will cover sex change operations. Right? It'll cover abortions. Anything they want, they'll get. And yet we have American citizens, California citizens, who have paid into the system all their life, who pay taxes all their life, are sitting there scratching their head trying to figure out how they're going to cover it. How they're going to do the operation that they actually do need. It's just amazing. I don't know if they just don't see it. I don't know if they don't care. Or they think they're just being so great to humanity, put it on the backs of others. Somebody's paying for this. That's the other thing, too. Well, don't worry about the government. It'll forgive the debt to the hospital, to the whoever. Yeah, but it's got to be paid. Somebody has to pay for the equipment, the parts and pieces, the medicine, the nurse. Somebody's got to pay for this. The writer went on to say, well, I'm sensitive because California, and especially Los Angeles, used to be the place that people would come. And plenty still move here, especially illegal immigrants. See, this is the part they always leave out. He said, I'm blessed. I come from an immigrant family, working class family. Well, me too. I come from an immigrant family, working class family. My grandfather was a tailor. My other grandfather was a barber. I got one family members that were butchers. These weren't professional people, if you would. Came here for a better life. They worked hard. They loved this country. Even living in tenement buildings, they loved this country. They appreciated what they have. When you give people stuff for nothing all the time and bail them out, they keep whining about it and they want more, as you saw happen in New York and Chicago and other places. Finally, the Chicago residents have had it. They're rising up against their own elected officials. They're going, you're leaving our veterans sleeping in the streets. You're leaving our veterans out and about. You're not giving them the medical help that they need. I mean, the illegals that come over the border, they're putting them in, you know, empty military bases, putting them in hotels, allowing them to... It just, what about our veterans? Do we not give a crud about them? Shouldn't they be first? Shouldn't people who fought for the freedom of this country, people who've paid into the system, shouldn't they have first shot at whatever resources we... And again, not spending our resources well into the future of our great-grandchildren, the resources that we currently have. I'm tired about hearing people, well, you don't care about immigrants. No, where do you think a lot of us came from? The term that you hate, this is a melting pot, that was put in place not because of we cook different ways, because we all come from different backgrounds. Many of us come from different backgrounds. Right? The writer went on to tout, this is the place for progressive ideals. That's what remains the key goal for the state. Well, if progressive ideals stand for kicking our veterans to the side, making sure our debt is close to $100 billion, making sure our kids are getting a lousy education as a whole in the state, right? I mean, not having election. I mean, seriously, it's like northern Venezuela here. Sometimes we don't have electricity. We use it for big chunks of a time. If all that is a progressive, that doesn't sound progressive. It sounds regressive. Like we're going backwards. He didn't even do his own homework. He said we have over 39 million people. No, we've dropped below 39 million people. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few. Grab a drink, take a walk, do something to calm yourself down. Be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Tom Sid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. You know, some of you guys ask, you know, what are you laughing about? I'm laughing because I've been doing this for quite a few years. And I just pressed the wrong... Well, actually, some of you, I'm pressing all the right buttons. But I constantly press the wrong button to come back in. So I'm sitting here talking to myself. Mouth is moving. You're not hearing anything. It's actually kind of funny. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? We were, or I was, I don't know about you guys, but I was doing a story here about, you know, the LA Times reporter really being upset that people are, you know, putting California down as they leave. And they really don't see it. They either they get it, they see it, and they just want to lie so bad because they want to protect their ideology, or they really don't see it. Right? One fellow writes, instead of asking those to stop insulting the state when leaving, right, perhaps this reporter should be asking why they're leaving. He goes on to say, like me, I grew up in New England and first visited California in the 50s. It was a pride of the nation. The unlimited recreation opportunities, it was beautiful. You could be skiing in the morning, swimming in the afternoon. The pristine environment just was unbelievable. He said, I graduated high school in the 60s, immediately moved to California to attend college. But I soon discovered it was also a land of tremendous opportunity. I've owned a business for 54 years. Unfortunately, since total Democrat rule in Sacramento, they've eroded to the point where I need to go. I can't pay my taxes. I can't keep my, you know, employees paid. You know, it's disgusting the way they don't take care of the water, the sewers, the whatever. I mean, it's pretty long, but the bottom line with it is, yes, you're not getting the services you used to get. It's not the pristine state it used to be, and yet some of the highest taxes in the country here in California. Just amazing. All right. Biden got what he won with write-in votes tonight, I think, in New Hampshire. I'm not so sure they're all done with it. You know how it goes, right? Can win by a landslide probably at 3 o'clock in the morning. But anyway. So as the reporters were asking him questions, Democrat presidential candidate Dean Phillips, he scolded reporters. He yelled back, which is, you know, starting to become more and more because they're so ideological. They're all so much swallowing the same pills and talking the same way. They don't even hear themselves anymore because they hear it so much around them. So Phillips, he scolded reporters during the press gaggle, and don't you think it's hilarious to call it a gaggle, in New Hampshire. The Minnesota congressman, he started to get testy with the journalists after he was questioned repeatedly about running as a third-party candidate, possibly siphoning votes from President Biden. My response would have been, as well as I should, I hope I do. And you know who else is going to do it? Robert Kennedy Jr. He's going to siphon votes from Biden. I do not believe he'll take them from Trump. He would also say, well, we're in a primary, so there's no splitting the votes. I don't know what that means. They don't either. Right? This is a time when you decide who you're going to vote for. He reiterated that under no condition would he run on a third-party ticket, so he wouldn't be taking votes away from Biden. Right, especially in the general election, he would oppose a third-party effort to take votes away from Biden if he doesn't secure a Democrat nomination. He says, I don't know how to be more clear with you people. I like this guy. I like the way he goes after them. After some more stupid questions, and I do mean stupid questions, the Democrat grew frustrated when asked if he would dissuade a third-party challenger to Biden. He said, first of all, I hope just one of you asks a question about what people really care about. You can't seem to find that quote. They can't. If you wrote it for them, they couldn't read it. People care about immigration. People care about security. They care about crime. They care about the fact they can't put as much food on the table. But you can't possibly get the reporters to say it, because then they would be admitting that there was actually a problem. Phillips lectured reporters. He went on and said, I've been here for 90 days, and you know how many people have asked me? Any questions that you have so far? Not one. Not one person in New Hampshire that I've shaken a hand with, having a conversation with, asked me one question that you guys keep asking. They don't care. You know what they care about? They care about the economy. They care about inflation. They care about health care. They care about Social Security. Homelessness. Improving education. He went down the list. These guys look, if you can see the picture, they look like he's speaking a different language, and they can't take it in. Economy? What is that? Healthcare? No. Don't understand. God. He said, you're acting like live clickbait. Americans, the average American, the average Democrat, doesn't care about what you're asking me. He said, I'll answer your questions. You don't waste your time and mine. Fine. He said, I've said 18,000 times, I'm only doing this to defeat Donald Trump. right? He said, described his efforts to bring third-party candidates like Robert Kennedy Jr., Cornel West into the Democrat Party. Well, yeah, I had Robert Kennedy Jr. You lost him when you guys started playing the thuggery game. I've been saying it for a long time. They act like a bunch of thugs. What are you afraid of? If Joe's of God's gift to the presidency and the Democrat Party, let him debate with Kennedy and Cornell and others. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., lifelong Democrat, in his DNA. That had to be a painful decision for him. But as he said, I can't find that party. The party of my uncle and my dad doesn't exist anymore. I think he's right. You know? And he went on to say, which I thought was great, that he understands why people are getting frustrated with the media. The people are getting tired of you. You're not asking about their jobs. You're not asking about any of the real stuff that they care about and that affects them. I totally agree with him. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I totally agree with him. People are tired of hearing about the political questions. They want to know what you're going to do about things. They want to know what you're going to do about the issues at hand. And then here in California, I will have no sympathy for you guys if you vote or think about voting for Newsom for president. He will wreck this country. No, I don't mean kind of, sort of. No. He will wreck this country. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Kamala Harris came out today, or Kamala, or whatever she's called. Whatever name makes you happy, just use it. And she stated that Donald Trump's, claims that President Joe Biden orchestrated his snowballing legal woes in order to interfere in the 2024 election is nothing but bupkis. How come she hasn't said anything about the dossier yet? Right? How come she's not concerned that these DAs actually went to D.C. and sat with the administration? Now, I wasn't in the meeting, so I can't say for sure. But why would these DAs from different states come to the White House before they went back and started filing charges against Trump? Don't you, just a coincidence, I guess, right? They just all happen to be there at the same time, or they all happen to show up at different times and go, oh, hey, by the way, while I'm here. Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm not there. So, she went on to say, there's someone right now, if the polling is correct, has 91 counts for different jurisdictions with different indictments and different cases against him, who could very well be the Republican nominee. And yet he's attacking you and President Biden for the election interference. Now, what's funny about this, again, I'm just going to say it. So none of the paperwork, nothing about the money that's come in from different countries, China and so forth, that have gone into the Biden family, gone to the Biden family, been forwarded to his grandkids, seriously? Through a whole bunch of LLCs, a whole bunch of other companies. And all of that is above board. Nobody wanted to look at it. She doesn't have a concern that the January 6th Commission deleted all kinds of documents and video. Why? What are they afraid of? Right? If you truly want justice, if nobody truly is above the law, what's the issue here? She said, I do believe in my travels around our country that, for example, a statement that suggests that an insurrectionist who attack our capital, commit acts of violence, should not be called patriots. Well, what was the insurrection? Who's been charged with insurrection? I'm curious. Yeah, exactly. Make it up as you go, Kamala. It's not going to be good for you next year. Joe Mazzini, your host, got a lot more coming up. Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute in the next hour. Yep, don't go far.